You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter Joe Fusaro. Joe, there's some good news, it seems. Giancarlo Stanton should be back very soon. What are you expecting to see from him when he comes back? And I guess I mean specifically, it's an injury that sometimes can be tricky and can linger even when a guy comes back.
Oh, yeah, anything, as you know, power hitters, anything to their hands, wrists, very dangerous, you know, and potentially risky. So, yeah, we're going to see if he hits the ball and like he always has without any discomfort, without any pain, and if he could finish the year strong. And, you know, it, as strange as it is, he might still win the home run title. He, you know, this guy, he protected that home run lead for a month before he got passed, so... I mean, that secondary, they'd like to obviously see him be back and be productive, but I think we're all going to kind of wait and see, you know, how he handles, you know, inside pitches, jam shots, you know, stuff that feel a little more pain on the hand and wrist coming off the bat. And if he still is just mashing baseball, you know, at a rate that we haven't seen.
How important is it to them to see him look right, especially just given how tough this whole year has been and the stuff he's gone through, starting from the beginning of the year, coming back from the stuff at the end of last year, to get him a few weeks of looking good, looking right going into the offseason?
Oh, Matthew, it's really big. It's one of the storylines of September. And, I mean, make no mistake, he's the face of the franchise. And, you know, obviously the season it turned south real early and it didn't go the way they wanted it to, but here's a guy who, you know, one of the faces of baseball, the leader of this team, the guy they're building around, and just for him to be back and productive and, you know, kind of raising the level of everyone else could, you know, kind of salvage the last month and kind of, you know, give the team a real indication of where they might be, you know, going into the offseason. You know, clearly, you know, there's a month to go, a little more than a month to go, and, you know, having Stanton just buying in and being the leader and being there every day. And, you know, that's as big as whether he hits another six home runs or drives in 15 in September. Yeah, that just his presence and how the team responds is also going to be very key, as well as seeing physically how he holds up.
Another guy who will be likely a big part of this offense next year, Marcell Ozuna. It's been interesting because, you know, one of the things that happened, I mean, almost nothing went right for him at the plate early in the year. But one of the things was that he didn't show any power. Since he's come back, he's hit for some power, but he's really not getting base hits. He's not getting on base. Hitting for power is about all he's doing. What do you see from him at the plate here lately?
Yeah, he's been an interesting guy all year. I'm not sure coming into this year he was exactly where he needed to be. You know, he had the big year last year. The league probably adjusted to him. You know, I still think a little psychologically when Stanton and Yelich signed long-term deals and the team approached him and he decided to kind of wait, you know, I think he put added pressure on himself. I think Marlins Park frustrated him early in the year when some balls that were hit well weren't, you know, rewarded. So he, you know, at one point was trying to be more of a singles hitter, and then they go on the road, he hits for a little bit of power, and then he wanted to be a power hitter, and I just think he kind of got all over the place without just kind of, you know, locking in. He's still such a talented player, Matthew. He's just 24. And, you know, right-handed power is kind of hard to find that 20-plus guy. That's certainly in there. And, you know, it's just a matter of tapping in and, you know, getting his approach. His swing was a little off stride. Mainly his lower half was moving faster than his hands. So he kind of got ahead of pitches and, you know, was struggling, you know, just making contact. He's never been a high walk guy, but he's one of those guys, Matthew, that, you know, he'd sit there, he'd go 0 for 15, and then he went three games in a row for you, with three hits and a couple of doubles and a bomb. So, you know, a very important player, you know, and how he's going to factor in the next year, whether, you know, that he becomes a trade piece or if he returns to the level that they expect him to. He's clearly a guy that should benefit with Stanton back in the lineup, and he's a guy the Marlins clearly want to see how he does down the stretch.
Well, and that kind of leads into the next thing I wanted to ask, which is, does Ozuna need to show them anything over the next month to ensure his place on the 2016 roster?
Yeah, no question. No question. The guys are being evaluated. I mean, this is, when you're going to lose 90-plus games, you're not everyone's safe, And so he's a guy who 23 homers, 85 RBIs last year and less than 10 homers this year. He doesn't even get double digits. It's going to be something that they're going to have to look at. They're going to say, look, okay, we could just chalk it up bad year. But they're going to have to say, are they a better team with him? Are they a better team to look to use him as a trade piece? Because, he might be a guy that could bring back something. Still a lot to be decided with Marcell Ozuna.
The sort of biggest immediate problem facing this club right now is frankly, mere bodies on the starting rotation, it seems. How are they going to get through? I mean, you obviously get the benefit today of some extra people, but how are they going to piece this together while they're still waiting to get some of their starters back?
Yeah, and it's something, we addressed about two or so weeks ago in podcasts, and that was a concern. And, they kind of considered Justin Masterson trying to get somebody even just to kind of eat innings, but they always opted not to go out and get that piece in hopes of, just giving their young guys a shot. But, in Atlanta in game one, Chris Narvison gets a blister, and he's a guy that potentially could eat up innings. He's their 13th different starter. So how they're going to get by, you're going to hope to have Jarrett Cosart about the 7th, 8th, 9th of September, and Jose Urania could be shortly after. Jose Fernandez could be about September 15th in that neighborhood. So these guys are going to kind of have to tread water, and they may have to do a six-man rotation. They've talked about that. In that, they may not even have the six guys to do the six-man rotation. That's how bad it's been, finding bodies that could get them through. But I kind of think that's what they're hoping now is the call-up period there. They could, even if they got to do some bullpen-type games to get through. But it's going to be really, really interesting, to see how they get to the finish line. And not only, Matthew, is this huge for now to get through, but you don't want to burn out in Nicolino where he gets, too many innings this year, and then next year he comes into spring training and breaks. You need guys to finish strong, healthy, and kind of be where they are in their development.
Is there anybody you've got your eye particularly on as far as the call-ups, as far as guys arriving either today or over the next few days? Anybody you're particularly eager to see?
And it's probably Cosart, because the minor league guys are, we've kind of seen everybody. So it's going to be Jarrett Cosart, in my opinion, because he's going to be a valuable guy if he's the Cosart that was here last year. They feel could be middle of the rotation caliber arm. But, he just hasn't been right ever since spring training. And he's a valuable guy. They gave up a lot to get him. That trade they thought looked good at the time. Because Cosart had the good last August and September, but hasn't provided much at all this year. And from what I understand, he's been throwing well. And I even went and saw one of his minor league outings, and he was throwing well. But it's going to be an endurance thing. How many pitches he's built up to, and then Christmas. He's going to have to, show them that wow, okay, we got Cosart involved. So that might be one less starting pitcher we're going into the off season looking to add. And then secondly, obviously, Jose Fernandez. You want to see a healthy Jose. He's obvious, but, here's a guy now with two injuries, and we got to make sure that, bicep shoulder area is right and how he goes into the offseason looking, like the Jose that they're banking on.
All right. Well, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.